What is your killer strategy? The one that gives your business the ultimate bulletproof competitive advantage. Welcome to Your Advantage Play with your host, Joel Block. Former professional blackjack player and card counter who left Las Vegas and spent his life in that giant casino on Wall Street in the hedge fund and venture capital businesses. And now, here's your host, Joel Block.
How do we start to monetize artificial intelligence? Is there a shortcut to getting set up and running a practical and useful application? What are other people doing and what choices are out there for us? To answer those questions, Greg Lambert. Greg, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you've got a pretty interesting application for artificial intelligence. Why don't you tell us real quick what that is?
Yeah, well, what we've done is we're fortunate to have two of our board members own technology companies in India and Seattle. So we were able to build out what we're calling a merchandising bot that goes on a website. And once you get on that site and you go ahead and start a conversation with that AI bot, there's with our particular one that we've done for CBD retailers, there's over 1,000 answers. So any question that you're going to ask, we're going to give you an intelligent answer. For example, if you get on there and say, hey, can CBD help me with pain? It's going to give you an excellent answer of what CBD can do for pain. And, you know, do you want to take it in gummy style or pill or whatever? So it's really interesting way of using AI to allow businesses and their websites to increase sales.
And then I would imagine that after you ask the question, it takes to the next step.
It does. It takes you to the next step. It may ask you a couple more questions, but the goal is that it recommends a product. This is really interesting for businesses where the customer may be not that comfortable. For example, CBD. Not a lot of people know a lot about CBD. They may buy CBD for pain or for sleeping or other things if they knew more information. So this is not only an e-commerce, but this is also an information site to where we can get them comfortable to actually buy a CBD product.
So at the 30,000 foot level, is this a CBD concept or is this a bot that could be used on any kind of retail website if it was set up ready to go?
It's more of a merchandising AI bot concept. We just happen to start with CBD because we have a lot of knowledge in the CBD industry. And we also have partnered with a company called Cool Blue Distribution, and they supply CBD products to over 800 CBD retail stores. So obviously we're using them as a sales and marketing company to get our merchandising bot out there. But for example, you know, a close cousin to CBD would be cannabis. And that's the same story where a lot of people don't know a lot about cannabis, especially with all the new edibles and different things. So that would be a logical one for us to do next. But we could use this merchandising bot on anybody's website, no matter what business they're in.
So your first vertical is CBD. You're right. Thinking about the next vertical being cannabis.
Yes.
You have any more verticals lined up?
Well, you know, those two are really interesting. But right now, our first month of going out to CBD retailers, we got 13 to pay our license fee and give us a credit card. So we're really excited about that many. So I think we're going to, you know, spend the first year getting, I don't know how many stores, hundreds of stores with websites selling CBD, and then we'll start focusing on dispensaries. So we may be a little ways off of any new narrative. Having said that, as we get started, we do expect other companies and other businesses to call us and ask how we can help them.
You know, did you guys have to populate all the data into the AI, or did the AI figure out the answers to these questions by themselves? Like, where did it all come from?
That's the secret sauce. I can't believe you asked the perfect question. So what we did is that the gentleman that we partnered with Cool Blue Distribution, he's one of the leading authorities on CBD in the country. In fact, he sits on one of the boards in Washington, D.C. We took 1,000 questions, and we made our own 1,000 answers to those questions. We took that, and let's call it marinade, for lack of a better word, and then we put it into the AI system. And between our answers, our knowledge, and the AI, we came up with all of our answers. So, you know, we haven't got there yet, but there could be a patent there on how we did it and what we did. So the answers aren't just strictly from AI, and they're not strictly from our CBD knowledge. It's a combination, and it really turned out incredible.
Yeah, no, that's really fascinating. If somebody said, you know what, I don't want to pay your license fee, I just want to do this by myself, how long do you think it might take somebody to kind of create a database of questions with some answers? Maybe they won't even get to 1,000, but what do you think you could save somebody by doing this form instead of them having to do it by themselves?
Oh, you know, it's very complicated what we did. Of course, you know, it sounds easy, but to have those 1,000 questions and answers took a team of programmers to do that. And then now, of course, we have to populate each site with that website's products, which is a whole nother step. So it's not easy. I would say that if you know, someone wanted to do it on their own, they'd be looking, you know, maybe $50,000 to $100,000. So here we're coming in and giving them a license fee for $4.99 a month.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal for a website to just have a plugin that just can answer all the questions. And not only that, but what's really interesting about it is that it's a little salesperson built in too.
That's the thing, that it's not just an e-commerce site. It's someone to talk to. And you know, you may go down to one of these stores or the sites, and you know, this day and age, it's hard to get somebody on the phone, right? So here's a way, using AI technology, to answer all your questions, very, very specific. Not, you know, not like most sites where it's you know, the first question you ask, they say, oh, here, call this number. this actually, you can go through it without calling any number, and it answers all your questions very specifically and professionally with AI technology. And then you can go if you want to, and it'll recommend a product to buy.
Yeah. The important thing for listeners to understand is the AI is invisible. You know, you don't really notice the AI is happening in the background. And, you know, the experience of the user, because I tried it, is you go on, you click the chat button. So it's a chat bot. So you're asking it questions, then it asks you questions, and, you know, you're answering, and then it's making suggestions about what you should buy based on the answer to the question. Here's what we think you should buy, and then I can buy it or not buy it or whatever happens. But it's really, this is a really practical application for artificial intelligence and for, you know, for the computer really helping it. So right now it's a chatbot, but have you thought about using like an avatar where a picture of a person talking comes on the screen and literally is in the corner talking to you? Are you going to start doing that too?
Yeah. In fact, We do have some of that already on the merchandising bot, and we also do a lot of that as far as our sales to get business. We have AI technology, you know, where we have someone talking to them explaining our product. So yeah, we're already using like an avatar, and that's also a really interesting application for AI technology. But what you're talking about, instead of the answer just coming in text, it would come with someone's voice with an avatar face, and right. We're doing that as we speak.
Yeah, right. A person would be in the corner of the screen talking to you, and you know, a fake person, like an avatar picture. But that's I can see that being really really popular. So So this is a really cool application. And one of the things I wonder is you're selling to other companies, like you're selling companies who that would want to license your technology. Are you using any kind of the same AI to answer their questions about you and your product as you do for to sell the CBD?
Yeah, we're selling. This is a business to business play. So we have a lot of our sales material is in AI fashion. So we're able to get to them, and if they're interested, we can send them or drive them to a website where they're experience the sales process with AI. So in other words, instead of maybe somebody calling them, we would send them a video that's an AI video to answer all their questions.
Yeah, I really like it. I really like it. So what kind of strategies are you guys putting in place to, find more CBD stores, find more cannabis stores, or whatever the next vertical is going to be for you? You know, how are you guys going out? How are you kind of doing it? Do you have a whole sales force that's out there calling on companies, or is it kind of a slow rollout right now? Or how are you guys organized?
Another great question. So my previous experience, I had a distribution business in Seattle for 15 years and turned that into a public entity called PCI. And we put 30,000 humidors with cigars in stores across the U.S. We took that company public on the NASDAQ. And I used what I called ISOs, independent sales organizations. So my whole career, I've used ISOs. I've been in wholesale distribution. I've always used ISOs to get the product out there. So our first ISO in this endeavor is called Cool Blue Distribution, who I've mentioned before. They're already supplying 800 CBD retailers with CBD products. So they already have relationships. They already know the owners and the managers and the right people to talk to. We're also in negotiations, and I can't disclose it yet, but with a website builder, and they build websites for CBD brands and CBD stores. So that's going to be our next ISO. So we're going to use businesses that are already supplying, whether it's a website or CBD products, to introduce our product. So that's been what I've did my whole career, and we're good at it. And that's how we're going to get to the promised land.
So revenue's on the horizon. I mean, you're a new company, but you've got a good plan for generating quite a bit of revenue. You got a good path to revenue too.
Yeah, we do. And I don't want to get into the weeds or the numbers, but I think that we're a public entity. The stock is CBDW, the ticker symbol, and it looks like we could actually break even this first quarter and second quarter have profits.
Let's talk about the public thing for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Because you're very early stage. Why did you go public at such an early stage?
Well, I think it kind of gets in your blood. And I took a company public in 96 that we went on the NASDAQ. The company that I started in 2011 called Single Point, ticker symbol SING, they just went public on the Chicago Exchange. I'm still the largest shareholder there. So this is my third public entity. So I really know this business of how to get these public companies started and how to use them to the best to our advantage. So what happened with this is this was actually a subsidiary in Single Point, my previous company. And we came out with a hemp cigarette that had no nicotine and no tobacco. And we were selling this at retail, which I've always done. We were really trying to get people to stop smoking by having this hemp cigarette that had no nicotine and no tobacco. It was going very well. And another product came up that was a little bit on the gray area, whether it was cannabis or hemp, that really kind of hurt the market for our hemp cigarette. So we pivoted and said, okay, we understand CBD, we understand hemp, we have access to CBD stores. So that's where we pivoted and said, hey, why don't we do a merchandising bot for CBD stores with AI technology?
As you know, I spent my life in venture capital in the hedge fund business, so a very close cousin of the business that you're, you know, not the cannabis business, but the go public business. I mean, I was in that business.
Public entities, I call it.
Yeah. And so I was always on the private side. You know, we did, everything was private. But, you know, conventional wisdom would say, wait as long as you can to go public to get as much value into your entity as you can so that you have to give the least amount away in order to make whatever the next round of capital is going to be. But you kind of did the opposite. You went public very early instead of holding on and doing it later. Tell me a little bit about that, because it's backwards of what I would think. I'm not saying that your logic isn't perfect, great logic, but I just want to understand what it is.
Well, you know, running a public company is running two companies. One is running the public entity, and the other one is whatever product you have. So most people don't have experience of running a public entity. So I would advise them maybe not to, you know, start off with going public before they start their product. But this is what I've been doing the last 25 years. So, you know, this is my third public company that I've been the founder. Two of them have gone on to a higher exchange. So it's just logical for me to put this product into a public entity to start with, because, you know, I've been CEO and chairman of these public entities. And certainly one of the advantages of having a public entity is you're able to raise money much better than you are able to raise money through private. So that's just one of five reasons why I would start a public company and coinciding with a product like our AI technology.
Could you keep going and you know, tell us some more of the reasons? I mean, I'm genuinely interested in this, because it's a little different than I would expect. I totally get the raise the money part. Definitely, it's easier to raise money in a public environment than in a private environment. And I wouldn't mind to understand a little bit about that if you're in a position to disclose that. I don't want to put you in a situation where you're not supposed to disclose whatever that is. But what are some of the other good reasons? Just if somebody's listening, what are some of the other good reasons they should think about going public?
Yeah, well, one of the things you learn after 25 years is not to disclose anything you're not supposed to. So don't worry about that one. But for example, when we're talking to a business-to-business client or to anybody, you know, there's a credibility factor that they don't know who you are yet. And when you show them that you're a public entity on the OTC markets, they immediately know that what that means and how hard it is to keep up with the auditors, the accountants, the attorneys to be a public company. I estimate costs around $500,000 a year. Yeah. So you have a competitive advantage talking to any business, because they know immediately that you're legit. You have to be legit because you're regulated by the SEC and FINRA. So that's another advantage of being a public entity, is just the credibility alone.
Yeah. And that probably has something to do with why you can raise your money too, is because it's they're not totally betting on you as an individual. They're betting on something that's been vetted by the attorneys, the accountants, the SECs.
Well, and everything else. I'll expand on that a little bit. And, you know, I have kind of a funny story I tell. I'm from Seattle, and most of the companies up there, they're all private, and all of the investors are private. So when I go to Seattle and talk to them about, you know, investing in my public company, they look at me like I'm an alien. But when I go to New York, and nobody in New York invests in a private company, they all invest in a public company. And that's just the way it is. So it's very interesting, the dynamics of a private company and a public company, as far as raising money, as far as credibility. It's really two different animals.
Yeah, it's interesting that you point that out, that it's an East Coast, West Coast thing, because the West Coast is venture capital, which is all private. That's the side I came from. And New York and Wall Street is all about take it public and unlocking the capital that the venture guys on the West Coast put to work. So
yeah, if I was to go to New York with a private company, I would spend weeks there with closed doors. That people they don't deal with private companies. They deal with public companies. And me too. That's what I've been doing for the last 25 years.
That's really really interesting. So what are the plans for your company? What do you think is going to happen to this company?
Well, you know, it's really exciting because we're trailblazing, and you know, really the things I've done in the past, I've did pretty well by pivoting into, you know, the right business or the right product at the right time. I obviously, you know, did the cigars when that was really hot in 96, and then with Single Point, we started off with putting point of sale terminals in dispensaries. Then we did Bitcoin. Now we're doing solar. Company's doing over 60, 70 million a year in sales in solar. And now we're doing AI technology and CBD. So again, I'm trying to pivot into the right businesses at the right time. But as far as building out an AI merchandising bot, I mean, that's cutting edge for a small company like us. Now, the last year, most of the money that went into the stock market went into the top five tech companies. And the reason it did is because of AI technology. So we're a smaller company, but we're still able to participate in AI. And as far as, you know, seeing where the company's going, I mean, the first month that we came out and let people know that we have this technology, we were able to get 13 accounts to join us. So I'm really excited about the future.
You know, what people probably don't really understand about AI is that you guys didn't invent the AI. You probably didn't advance the AI, but what you did is you built something on the back of the AI, right? Like, so, you exactly. know, GPT, ChatGPT, you know, like the way they're making most of their money is that, you know, programmers are building things on top of their artificial intelligence engine. And so they're making these applications. You guys are an application of AI. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's accurate. And you know, we're using what's called Microsoft Azure. So they've spent billions of dollars on their AI technology. And with our developer, we're able to go into Microsoft and take that and use it. I'm gonna hold on. I gotta go to the bathroom again. So this is a good stop. Okay. Yeah, so it's really interesting, you know, where AI technology is going. In fact, the CES show is in Vegas this week, and that's all anybody's talking about. It's crazy. Any newscaster from any station in the country is there and reporting back that the half the show is AI technology.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so if companies are layering their applications on top of these pre-existing giant systems, companies like Microsoft, yes. OpenAI, these yes. because they're the developers of this stuff, and Bard and Google and these ones. You know, what else you see coming down the pike? Have you talked to other guys that are building some great applications?
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't want to get into the specifics, but I mean, there's, I believe I heard, and don't quote me on this, but I think there's over 18,000 companies that have used Microsoft Azure to build their AI technology. So, you know, it's huge.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised that every single one of them is $20 a month.
Yeah. Well, it's a great, you know, as far as a business model, most of my career, I've been brokering, wholesaling, distributing products into retail. And this is interesting that it's a little bit different in the fact that we're B2B, and also we're charging a license fee. So I've always dreamed of this business where we charge this license fee of $4.99 a month. And, you know, we get their credit card and they use the technology, and you know, both companies are satisfied. So I'm just focused on getting as many accounts as we can.
Hey, do you think that over time, as this market matures, that the pricing, for example, the license fee pricing that you guys have selected, is there going to be downward pressure on that, do you think, in the future? Or what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think there will be some as more companies develop AI technology, but right now it's very new and it's very exciting. So I think what I always used to say, I guess I still say, it's right now it's just a drag race to get as many customers as you can using this product. We were able to get a lot of those 13 customers without even talking to them on the phone by our sales and marketing material we sent them via email. They just looked at it and said, wow, yeah, I'm in.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
That is amazing. So, yeah. I always like to, the name of the show, Your Advantage Play, is really about what is your killer strategy? What's the thing about your company that, makes you far and away different from everybody else? I've got a good sense about it just from listening to you here, but I kind of wonder, in your own words, what do you think it is?
Well, I think it's a couple things. One is, which I mentioned before, we have a advantage play, advantage in the fact that two of our board members have been executives at Google and Microsoft and these type of companies. And so we actually have, through them, our own technology in India and programmers in India and also in Seattle. So we were able to build a phenomenal AI product at a very cost-effective point for a company our size. So that was a huge advantage to start with. I think the other advantage is that me and my team, we've been brokering, distributing products to businesses and to retailers for the past 25 years. So we know how to get a product out to market. We have experience. We have experience in that from previous businesses. One of the other advantages that I'm going to have to mention, because it makes us so unique, is that we have a public entity. So customers or people that buy these CBD products, they can actually buy the stock. We can use the public entity to raise funds to expand. We also use the public entity for credibility. So when we're talking to someone, it doesn't take six phone calls to gain their trust. Once they see that ticker symbol, CBDW, they know that you're a public entity, and they know that takes a lot of work to comply with, FINRA and the SEC.
Yeah. I think all those are excellent. They're all excellent points that you make, but to me, the reason that somebody's going to buy this, the real killer strategy, the real accomplishment here, is that you've packaged up and almost let the businesses run through the drive-through window, and they just kind of pick up the package, and that you've got a prepackaged thing with all the answers about CBD ready to go. You got a salesperson, a technology-driven salesperson that's ready to make suggestions to their customers, ready to go. You plug it into their system. Bam, they pay you a small amount of money every month. Bam, they're done and they're up and running.
You're right. And that's why, which is very unusual, as and other businessmen, CEOs that are listening and business people in general, very unusual for us to get signups without even having to call them. But after just looking at it, they realize that this makes total sense for the amount of money that we're charging them as a license fee.
I mean, I just imagine there's probably a lot of these little companies. They're trying to do this by themselves. It's a tremendously steep uphill mountain, right?
Yeah.
And you come along and go, hey, look, we've already done it. You want to buy it for a couple hundred bucks a month for a pretty small amount? And they go, man, that's a pretty easy no-brainer to do,
Yeah. For example, in the past 6 months or the past year, Walmart and Target, they have their own merchandising bot on their website, but they spent hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars, and probably a team of of 50 to 100 people doing that, and we're coming into a smaller company or brand that has a website saying, hey, you don't need this. You don't need to even try and spend the money that it's going to take to do it on your own. You give us a small license fee per month, and we'll handle the back end.
Yeah. Well, I think you guys are really onto something. I think that I think there's a lot more verticals could use your help too. And
I agree.
I'd be jumping on those verticals if it was me.
Well, but, you know, for example, you asked a question and it's kind of hard to answer, but just throwing it out, you know, Discount Tire happens to have their headquarters here in Phoenix, right? And they have 800 accounts, and each of those accounts has a website. So not that they would be the perfect vertical for us, but they're a great vertical. So when someone wants to find out if they have the right tire, they don't need to try and find somebody to talk to on the phone. They can go on the merchandising bot and find out, do they have the right tire before they even do anything. So yes, it's just an example of another vertical. Automotive is a great one because there's so many parts out there, you know, and when people try and find the right part for their car, it's very difficult. But with AI technology, it's all going to be there. You just put in the number and it'll pop up and say we have it or we don't. So there are a lot of other verticals.
Yeah. You know, I think people have a hard time distinguishing between what's AI and what Google does as a search engine. And they're quite different, but people have a hard time with this. So people probably are not going to call and say, I need part number 411 B, C, D, or, you know, whatever the things is. They're not going to do that. They're going to say, I got a nail in my tire. You know, do you fix those kind of problems? I mean, the irony is that most business people like us and the listeners of our show, we tend to complicate things a lot. You know, consumers are very simple. That doesn't mean that's not disrespectful to them, but they think in a simple way, like I've got a nail in my tire. What am I going to do about it? They're not thinking about the inventory and the SKUs and all the stuff that we all think about.
No, you're right. In fact, our number one selling point to the vertical that we've started with, the CBD brands and retailers, is that this is an information product. And oh, by the way, it is e-commerce and you can buy something, but we sell it first and foremost as an information product so the customer can be educated on what they may want or may not want. And then they can decide if they want to buy something.
Yeah. Well, Greg, you've been a wonderful guest. And, you know, when somebody fulfills the promise of the show and they deliver an advantage play, we call those people advantage players. And that makes you an advantage player. And we certainly appreciate you being on the show. And we hope that you'll continue to be a friend of the show in the future.
Well, I thank you for having me on. And when you first mentioned the advantage play, I was like, okay, that's perfect, because that's what we have here. We have an advantage play. And again, I always have to say at the end of any interview, go CBDW, which is our ticker symbol.
Well, good. Well, listen, man, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Your Advantage Play with your host, Joel Block. To learn more about how to work with Joel and cultivate your own high-limit advantage plays, visit theadvantageplayer.com. Subscribe to Your Advantage Play wherever you get your podcasts.
How about a shout out and a huge thanks to our podcast show producer, David Wolf, and the team at Autovita Studios. Profit from the Inside wouldn't be possible without these wonderful professionals. To learn more or to find out how you can launch and produce your own podcast show, reach out to www.audivita.com. That's audivita.com. How about a shout out and a huge thanks to our podcast show producer, David Wolf, and the team at Autovita Studios. Profit from the Inside wouldn't be possible without these wonderful professionals. To learn more or to find out how you can launch and produce your own podcast show, reach out to www.audivita.com. That's audivita.com.